This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The Turkish currency has strengthened slightly on global markets, but tensions between the U.S. and Turkey continue to rise. Ankara raising tariffs on a number of U.S. imports. The Trump administration warning of more economic pressure if Ankara refuses to release detained Americans, including Protestant pastor Andrew Brunson. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said President Donald Trump wants the matter resolved.
Certainly the president has a great deal of frustration on the fact that Pastor Brunson has not been released, as well as the fact that other U.S. citizens and employees of diplomatic facilities have not been released. And we're going to continue to call on Turkey to do the right thing and release those individuals.
Turkey increased tariffs on a variety of U.S. imports, including cars, coal, tobacco, and cosmetics. Meanwhile, U.S. Chargé d'Affaires Jeffrey Hovenier in Turkey met with Brunson Tuesday.
We continue our call on Turkish authorities that with regard to his case, as well as the case of the other unjustly detained Americans and the Turkish national employees of the U.S. diplomatic mission, that their cases be resolved, that they be resolved without delay and in a fair and transparent manner.
A Turkish court Wednesday rejected Brunson's appeal to be released from nearly 2 years of detention on charges related to the failed 2016 coup. The Democratic Republic of Congo is using an experimental vaccine to counter the latest outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus that has claimed more than 40 lives in North Kivu and Ituri provinces in the east. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is the World Health Organization's Director General.
This is a very dangerous enemy, and we have to be vigilant, and we have to follow 24/7. And we need to be very flexible in changing the way we tackle the virus.
An earlier outbreak in the country's northwest was declared contained in July. This is VOA News. In Genoa, Italy, firefighters searched for survivors and bodies after a motorway bridge collapsed Tuesday, killing at least 38 people. Luca Curry, a firefighter spokesman, said it's like working after an earthquake. Rescuers have dealt with piles of imposing masses of rubble. Several survivors are in critical condition. In London, a man, British media said, is 29-year-old Sudanese native and British citizen Salah Kater, deliberately drove a car into pedestrians and cyclists Tuesday before ramming into security barriers outside Parliament building. Three people were injured. The driver is in custody. Sadiq Khan is London's mayor.
Well, the police are allowed by law to detain a subject who's been arrested for a number of hours, for a number of days actually, with permission from the court. We know the police have undertaken not simply interviews of the suspect, but also various raids. We'll have to wait and see how the investigation takes its course.
In March of last year, Khalid Massoud killed four on nearby Westminster Bridge and stabbed an unarmed policeman to death before being shot and killed. Israel has reopened a key crossing point to Gaza, allowing commercial goods in as the border region remains quiet. The ban imposed last month after militants sent incendiary balloons into southern Israel. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis promoted a closer strategic relationship with Brazil Tuesday during a message to military cadets in Rio de Janeiro.
The United States is thinking long-term in Latin America. In Brazil, we recognize the success and the security of future generations depends on how well we together build trust at every level with our Western Hemisphere allies and our partners today.
Without mentioning China by name, it appears to be an effort to counter Beijing's growing influence in Latin America. He referred to Brazil as a hemispheric neighbor whose values we share politically. The Midwest state of Nebraska Tuesday carried out its first execution in more than 20 years. For the first time, did so using a lethal injection on its longest-serving death row inmate, Kerry Moore, convicted of killing two taxicab drivers in 1979. Scott Frakes is with the Department of Correctional Services.
The first of four substances were administered at 10:24 a.m. The Lancaster County coroner produced Moore's time of death at 10:47.
It's the first time the state used the drug fentanyl. It was used electrocution in a handful of cases in the 1990s. A series of primary contests held across the U.S. Tuesday ahead of November's elections. In Vermont, a Democratic former utility executive has become the first transgender candidate to be nominated for governor. In Minnesota, Democrat Ilhan Omar, the nation's first Somali-American lawmaker, won his race for a seat being vacated by Muslim Congressman Keith Ellison. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.